This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1029. Welcome to the club, Team Topics for IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Collaboration or competition? What benefits come from being part of a team or club? These are common questions on both IELTS speaking and writing. Today, you'll hear us chat about our thoughts and provide sample answers. Hello, Aubrey. Good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you doing? How was your weekend?
Right. It's Monday. Yeah, good. Oh my gosh, I really did have a great weekend because James had a baseball game Saturday, and it was fun. It was fun. It wasn't cold and rainy, which is a win.
Right, we'll take it.
Because those games are miserable, and the coaches always choose to go an extra inning, like even if all the parents are frozen to the bone.
Do they still play in the rain? They still play when it's raining?
They have been.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Because it's Portland, so if you're going to play baseball, it's going to be raining.
Otherwise, you would never play, right?
You would never play.
Yeah. So that was awesome. And then Sunday, I went to a friend's house because she is fully vaccinated. I'm one shot in, but because she's fully vaccinated, she felt safe inviting me over. And I was like the first friend to be in her house. That's the first time I've been in a friend's house without masks in over a year. And we ate sushi and we watched the Oscars.
Oh, that's awesome. Ooh, fun. Oscar party. Even if it's two people, it's a party these days.
It felt like a party. We were celebrating. It was awesome.
I'm so excited for the vaccine to get everywhere, to get to all of our listeners, all of you guys out there. It's coming. It's going to happen. And I can't wait.
The sense of relief I've heard people have when, like me, like after you get the vaccine and you get to participate in a club you like. Perhaps, or maybe on a team. Segue alert. That's what we're talking about today. Aubrey, why did we even think of talking about clubs and teams today?
Because we just got some really great news from Clubhouse. They just changed. You guys know, if you know about the Clubhouse, it's always been really exclusive, where you have to get an invitation. And then you get in and you only have one or two invitations to give out. So many of our listeners, so many of our followers wanted to be in there to practice speaking and couldn't get an invitation. We're waiting for an invitation. We just found out that they're now allowing us to invite 1,000 people every time we host a room. So this is huge.
That's tons of people.
It's tons. So basically, all of our listeners, all of our fans who want to be practicing English with us on Clubhouse can now. You don't have to wait for an invitation. We can get that invitation to you. So I'm so excited that we're on social media. We can get this out to everybody. So this is big. This is a big win. I'm happy.
Yeah, guys, if you're wondering how you can get one of these invitations, following us on social is the first step, because that's where we make all of like last minute announcements, right? Like, we record the podcast a couple weeks in advance, so you're not going to get the most up-to-date news because we have to record and edit and do all that stuff. But if you follow us on social media, then you can find out about Clubhouse invitations like this. And I am certain, especially once Clubhouse comes out on Android, that we're going to have IELTS speaking practice rooms. You know, it's going to be great. So, Aubrey, what's the best way to get one of these Clubhouse invitations so our IELTS students can practice their speaking with you?
Yeah, so this morning I posted about it on Instagram and I put it in our stories, because you can't click on a link from Instagram, but in the stories you can swipe up to go to a link. So yeah, if you're following us on social media, you already know like whatever the date is today, right? You know, 2 weeks ago. So that's the thing. Make sure you're following us. And every time we host a room, which is every Thursday, I'm going to post the new link because it'll be another 1,000 invitations time. So like Wednesday or Thursday. So because every Thursday, Lindsay and I, and then hopefully soon once it's on Android, Jessica and Michelle, we're in there practicing speaking, talking about the Alders English podcast for that week. And like you said, we'll be able to soon start doing IELTS once we have more people in there. So yeah, definitely follow us on social media. Be sure you're following us on Instagram, All Ears English, and you're going to get the news. You're going to have the access to that link.
Awesome. Yeah, find us everywhere, guys. We're on Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. We're on TikTok. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and of course,
everywhere.
Clubhouse. We're everywhere, guys. And that is, we're going to get to the IELTS stuff, I promise, guys. But I just want to notice, I just want to acknowledge that this is one of our big focuses this year at All Ears English is building community, providing support for all of our wonderful students and listeners like you guys out there. So stay tuned, guys, because Clubhouse, this is just one facet of this huge community that we are working on building right now. So stay tuned. Okay. So clubs and teams. Now, this topic can come up in a variety of ways on the IELTS exam, a very common IELTS task 2 question. And we're going to talk about speaking as well in a minute, but a very common IELTS task 2 question asks you to decide which is better for kids or maybe even adults sometimes if you're like at work, cooperation and collaboration, right? Working together or competition. Like, which one should be encouraged in children, for example? Which one do we learn more from? Which one has more benefits? So there's a variety of ways that this comparison comes out on IELTS. And it does come back to this idea of teams and clubs, right? Because that's how we learn to cooperate with other people. So
this is such an interesting question. I want to know really quick, Jessica, what do you think? Do you think, especially for kids, like collaboration or competition, which is better?
Oh my gosh. I am always going to choose to do things on my own. I've always been that way because I'm like, if something has to get done, I want it done well. I'll just do it myself. Working in groups and as a student, I never liked that because the other students would not work as hard. And so I would do things anyway. But that is a nature that I have to fight against because I do realize how important the community, the connection, the collaboration is. And that's kind of my struggle is to like do that because I know it is beneficial, right?
I find myself creating competition between the twins when they're doing homework.
Oh no!
Like, oh, let's do this. And they'll be like, all right, who could get this done first? Like competing against each other.
Oh my God, that is a bane of parents everywhere. That's how we motivate kids. It's like,
totally.
And it could be just competition with themselves and for then sure. We'll give them a prize,
against
right?
Like, yeah, totally.
If you get out of the car faster than you did yesterday, you'll get a Hershey's Kiss. Now, that sounds ridiculous, but for parents out there who have to wait 10 minutes for a child to get out of a car, right. This is real.
If you get your shoes, if you bring your shoes with you out of the car, you get an extra Hershey's Kiss. It's so true. It's so true. Well, this is going to be interesting because you're right. This can come up anywhere on IELTS, right? IELTS speaking. There's a good chance you could be asked if you were part of a team or a club in high school, what benefits came from that, right? And part three, too, maybe at work, why teams and committees are formed at work and how effective they are, things like that.
Oh my gosh, guys. And that would be such a great opportunity to bring in some amazing, like modern sort of corporate vocabulary, like emotional quotient, right?
Ooh,
Isn't that? That's a thing. We talk about that in our business course, right? So that's like, that is a valued soft skill, we call it, right? That is a soft skill that employers look for today, precisely because the ability to collaborate and work in teams seems to be so much more vital today than it was in the past. Why do you think that is, Aubrey? Why do you think this ability is more valued today?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening today. We're so excited to have you join us on Clubhouse to practice speaking in English. You can find a link to sign up on Instagram. So follow us on Instagram, All Ears English. We'll post a link there so that you can join, get an account on Clubhouse, and come practice speaking. And you can find us wherever you have social media, Instagram, WeChat, Bilibili, LinkedIn, everywhere. Look for All Ears English for great vocabulary tips and tricks. I think the sort of top-down leadership of the past is going away.
Yeah.
And people are realizing everyone in my company has all of these different skills. And if we're able to maximize that, then together we grow. The whole company grows. So instead of, you know, back in the day when we weren't worried about people's emotional responsibility, emotional quotient, we were missing out on a lot of the skills people had
totally.
That they could bring to a team, bring to a committee, and then together they have better ideas. They're able to do things quickly and effectively, and you're seeing the results in the business world, and we see how much more is done more quickly if we
exactly.
focus on everyone's soft skills and all the other skills.
Yeah, totally. That's exactly it, right? That's a great example right there, guys. A spontaneous, natural example of a real speaking part three answer, right? So often you are asked in part three to compare something in the past to now. And so this corporate atmosphere is definitely changing, right? So like Aubrey said, in the past, I think competition was more of a motivator, right? So if you do better, you get that bonus. If you sell more, you get that promotion, right? But luckily, employers realized that that's not the most productive way to run a company. You're going to do a lot better as a company if everyone's working together, right?
Yeah,
so
sure.
There are so many advantages and disadvantages to both sides. We've certainly talked about some great modern examples of why working in a team is great, right? Professional purposes, productivity increases, efficacy increases. But what about competition? Let's think of two advantages of encouraging competition in kids, because I think it's politically incorrect to encourage competition now sometimes, like kids' sports leagues, they don't want to keep score, which is ridiculous. The kids keep score anyway. So
totally.
Let's be politically incorrect for a moment. Why is competition healthy as one is growing up? What do you think?
Well, it definitely increases engagement is what I've seen, right?
Totally.
It's the same whenever if you're like on a league sports team, if you're showing up just to play and no one's keeping score, some people wouldn't go at all. And you
yeah.
just kind of lose interest. You're going to stop playing quicker. Whereas that engagement is there if you're playing to an end goal, you're playing
yeah.
for that competition and maybe there's a tournament bracket at the end. And it's
yeah.
the same with kids in school. It gives you this end goal. It gives you a very clear thing that you're working toward. And that engagement, that motivation, this intrinsic motivation
totally.
To be proud of yourself, to accomplish
yeah.
something, even if that is, you know, being better or faster at something than someone else, however that's able to be worked out, that creates so much more engagement.
You know, this is something that I noticed. This is the last thing I'll say on the topic, because you and me, Aubrey, we could talk about this for so
right.
long. So we have so many personal examples growing up playing sports and being on clubs and everything and being very competitive. I think both of us could say
yes,
that.
Indeed.
and then also what we observe in our children. But just real fast, this is just came to mind. So in James' baseball game that he had a couple days ago, the team ultimately won. But James was disappointed in his own performance. And so this led to an interesting struggle within him. I could see him like kind of deciding like, do I feel good or not? Right. And that is a very interesting thing to experience as a child. Right. And sort of work on that as you're growing up. Like, you can feel good about your team and the people around you. It's not just about you, right? It's about the team you're on. So dealing with, like, maybe if you make a mistake, but still being grateful for the people around you that also, that did well. Right? That's a very interesting, there's so many emotional lessons that children learn being on teams, I think.
And just to that skill of not getting discouraged and letting that ruin your performance, right? Just last night I was on a league volleyball team and there was one of the guys on my team wasn't hitting very well and he was really getting in his head is how we say it. He was getting really frustrated with himself and he started playing terribly. And that is something that if kids can learn that skill to, even if your performance isn't what you'd like it to be, to stay positive, to know you can do better, to still be excited for your team and for other players that are doing well. Totally. That is such an important skill in life, in work. Right? To celebrate others' successes and to not get so discouraged that it negatively affects your performance.
Oh my gosh. And that is such hard work, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, and students, you'll experience this on the exam as well. How many people have we talked to who have taken the IELTS exam and made a mistake in listening? Maybe they zoned out for a moment and they missed like 30 seconds of the audio. And they just gave up after that. Like, I've seen students do this as well in person, right? Like, you could see them get frustrated and then just like, oh, I'm lost. It's all over. And then it pretty much like ruins their performance for the rest of the day, right? And that's something obviously that we cannot let happen in life or on IELTS, right?
You
can't give
really
in to that.
You can't give into it because if after even if you've missed 30 seconds, it's not too late to just like shut it off, come back, be like, all right, I got this. But that's what's hard. And that's a skill that needs to have been practiced because it's not for the average person. That's not your first instinct. Your first instinct is to be discouraged and maybe give up. Right. But if you're used to, if you're practicing that skill on teams and clubs and on committees, then you can just come back and start fresh and do the best you can from there on out and not let it affect you. But like you said, it's hard work. That's not easy.
It's hard. We all have this work to do on ourselves, guys. Put in the work. And on that listening note, guys, if you have strong strategies that you've practiced, you won't get lost, right? That's the point of the three keys system. You've heard students, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've heard students who admit that they got too nervous on listening and they lost a couple answers, but they came back to the system, the three key system, and that's what got them on track again. And then they ended up getting an 8 in listening. Like, you could miss a couple and come back strong, right? If you have a strong system that you've practiced. So guys, remember to follow us on social media so you can stay up to date on all of the exciting innovations that All Ears English and IELTS Energy is bringing to our community this year. Instagram, Twitter, we said it. You know, all the
WeChat,
socials.
WeChat, LinkedIn, all of the socials.
Yeah, and in China as well. WeChat, yes. Bilibili, we're there now. We're everywhere, guys. So follow All Ears English on social media. And of course, subscribe to this podcast. Share it with a friend. All right, everyone. Aubrey, thank you so much for talking today.
Yes. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.